We continue our study of the Good News in 7 Ones with Lesson 9 entitled, The One Faith's Teaching About Giving. Does God demand that we give 10% of our income now? Is there an appointed time to give? What type of giver is God pleased with? Are there blessings that are promised to the giver who pleases God? In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 and 2, Paul writes to the church and says, Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the church of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. And so it's an order or a commandment given to the churches. And the commandment is to give upon the first day of the week something from what they have prospered. Let's go back and look at the Old Testament and mingle it with some New Testament scriptures to see if God gives us an amount specifically that we're to give in the New Testament as he did in the Old. In Leviticus chapter 27, verses 30 through 34, we read, And all of the tithe, that's the 10%, of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithes, he shall add 1/5 to it. And concerning the tithe of the herd of the flock, of whatever passes under the rod, the 10th one shall be holy to the Lord. He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, nor shall he exchange it. And if he exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchanged, for it shall be holy, for it shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. So in the Old Testament, the Lord commanded that each person give 10%. And you weren't supposed to just pick out the best or the worst. You let things pass through and you took every tenth and it was the Lord's. And so if you tried to exchange or redeem, there was penalty. And so you gave, and you gave as was commanded to the Lord. In Numbers chapter 18, verses 21 through 32, we read, Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle of meeting. Remember when they went into the land of Canaan, the tribes were assigned different areas? And so the land was divided among the tribes, but of the tribe of Levi, there was not a parcel of land that was given. The Levites were to do the work in the tabernacle, and so they were spread out among all of the other tribes. And so instead of farming or raising sheep or working physically out in the farms, they actually worked in the tabernacle, and so they took their living from the tithes that came. And so it says, Hereafter the children of Israel shall not come near the tabernacle of meeting, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall perform the work of the tabernacle of meeting, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. For the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer up, a heave offering to the Lord, I have given to the Levites as an inheritance. Therefore I have said to them, Among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak thus to the Levites, and say to them, When you take from the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Lord, a tenth of the tithe. So the Levites took their income from the tithes of the people as servants of God, preparing the tabernacle, but they were also instructed to give a tenth of what they received from the tithes of the people. So even the receivers had to be givers. That'll say something about preachers today who get paid by the congregation to preach. They too must give back from what they receive. And so he says, And your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the grain of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the wine press. Thus you shall also offer a heave offering to the Lord from all your tithes which you receive from the children of Israel, and you shall give the Lord's heave offering from it to Aaron the priest. Of all your gifts you shall offer up every heave offering due to the Lord, from all the best of them, the consecrated part of them. Therefore you shall say to them, When you have lifted up the best of it, then the rest shall be accounted to the Levites as the produce of the threshing floor and the produce of wine press. So the Levites were to give the best of what had been tithed, and the rest was as of a tithe to the other Israelite. He says, you may eat it in any place, you and your households, for it is your reward for your work in the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall bear no sin because of it when you have lifted up the best of it, but you shall not profane the holy things of the children of Israel, lest you die. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 11 through 17, we read, if we have sown spiritual things for you, it is a great thing if we reap your material things. Paul is saying to the church, we have imparted spiritual knowledge to you, and so it's not a bad thing if you give us physical things to sustain us. If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who minister the holy things eat of the holy things of the temple, and those who serve at the altar partake of the offerings of the altar? Even so, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. But I have used none of those things, nor have I written these things that it should be done so to me, for it would be better for me to die than anyone should make my boasting void. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, I have been entrusted with the stewardship. Paul says, I have the right to take physical things from you to sustain myself as I preach the gospel, and all others who preach the gospel do as well. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 through 29 says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have to give to him who has need. Work with your own hands, and as you have prospered with your hands, give. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 10 says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you such blessing, that there will not be enough room, enough to receive it. The Lord says you've not given to the Lord as you should. If you will repent and give to the Lord as you should, you'll be surprised at what the Lord will do for you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, Paul wrote, moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed to the churches of Macedonia. Here's that abundance of blessing and grace. Then in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. He's commending the Macedonian brethren for giving even in their poverty. And he says, I'm surprised at the abundance of their giving, and he was complimenting them for their great work. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 5 through 9, it shows us that God will give us all of the grace we need to do all of the good works that he wants us to do. In other words, God supplies us so that we can do the work, and so we should do the work with what he supplied and give God all the glory. 2 Corinthians 9, 5 through 9. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. But this I say, who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give. Notice he doesn't say how much, a percentage. He says, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. God is going to give you all the grace you need to do an abundance of good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. So we're to give willingly, to give cheerfully, to give as we've been prospered, not grudgingly or out of obligation. And so a percentage is not given, but an attitude is given. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 16. It says, if any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them, and do not let the church be burdened, that it may relieve those who are really widows. Part of our giving is to take care of our own, to take care of those in our own families who have needs. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, again, we answer the question, when do we give? Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. In the Old Testament, God commanded that the people give 10% of their income. Today, God commands that we lay by and store as we have been prospered, and to give willingly on the first day of the week. It is a willing gift from the heart, and with it comes the knowledge, not the expectation, that blessings will come again to the cheerful giver. Knowing that we are under a better covenant, where grace and mercy prevail, we should willingly give back to God who has given us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, as we see in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.